It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. Linda emailed us on Saturday morning. You have been advertising the story of the man who stopped talking for 17 years, and then you silenced him again just as he was explaining why he stopped talking. Seemed a bit rude to me. Well, that problem on Saturday morning was a result of an error in reprogramming our automation computer following changes in some of NPR's format clocks. We had a number of calls about that problem, and thanks to the notice from our listeners, we were able to fix our playlist before the Sunday broadcast of Weekend Edition. As we wrote back to Linda, you can find the complete audio of that story and others on the Weekend Edition Saturday page at npr.org. A number of news stories posted on WEKU.fm received listener comments in the discuss area associated with those stories. Regarding the story, health advocates rallying again for passage of statewide smoking ban, Bob commented, "The grant money is endless. These people can travel the nation spreading their bans for many years." The Stu Johnson story, legislative committee briefed on hemp research plans for 2015, received a comment from Ben, who called it a, quote, great update. And finally, Susan from Frankfurt sent an email about our sister station, Classic 102.1. She says, "Your reception is so much better that yesterday I was able to cancel my Sirius XM subscription and will use the money saved towards extra support for your station." We're always interested in your feedback. Write to us at weku at eku.edu or call 859-622-1657. You can also post on the WEKU Facebook page or send a tweet at 889-WEKU. Then tune in again next Monday at 6:31 and 8:31 a.m. and 5:33 p.m. for listener feedback on 889-WEKU.